We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jed's rolling it out today. Throwing some different things at us. I like it.
So different, in fact, that I don't know what this is. What am I listening to?
What is it, Jed?
Cage the Elephant.
I like it.
Excuse me?
Cage the Elephant.
Huh.
I like Cage the Elephant. And
all
I
right.
should have known, I should have recognized that.
CTE, as I like to call them.
Thank you.
Some comings and goings in the world of sports, specifically for the Royals. Franchi Cordero apparently underwent a procedure on his right hamate bone. So RIP Franchi for this year, it would seem. Wrists are not to be trifled with when you're a position player, and he's apparently gone under the knife. So that opened up a roster spot for Jason Guzman, a 21-year-old infielder from the Dominican. He is now on the 28-man roster. Got to be honest with you, my Jason Guzman information is sorely lacking. But congratulations to you, kid. Good job. So he gets promoted. also, we didn't talk about this on Friday, but Mike Moustakas is on the IL for Cincinnati. He's got a quad
issue. Oh, that's right.
Issue,
yeah, that's
so
too
he'll
bad.
Not be in the lineup, won't have to deal with old Moose in the next couple of games. So there's that. I think that catches you up. That's about it, especially for the Royals.
Who's pitching tonight?
I'm going to have to look that up. I don't know. Whose turn would it be?
I don't know if it's Singer, is it Danny Duffy tonight.
Bubich, unless they want to skip him, right? Because
Singer
went last.
Okay.
No, Bubich. That's it. He's getting the start. So they won't skip him. 5:40, I think, first pitch. That's Central Time.
Wow.
Anyway, first of two. The Reds are 7-9, by the way. The Royals 7-10. And the Tigers are 9-5. How are they doing that? The hell's
That's
going
a great
on in
question.
Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
They have a far better record after their first 14 games than the White Sox, for example, and that's who they're playing. So.
Well.
The Rockies. Break up the Rockies at 11-5. Although they lost, what, two or three in a row?
Yeah. You know, they lost two in a row, and John Gray, they had their first bad start of the season last night. Gray had issues early, gave up a first inning home run ball, and got behind big. And that's the first little chink in their starting armor that they've had. Well, that's not true. Chichi Gonzalez had had a spot start that he didn't get out of the second inning or third inning with. But other than that, they've been locked down with their starting pitching. So Antonio Sensatella goes against the Diamondbacks tonight. But they lost a slugfest last night, 12-9 or something like that. So, but Charlie Blackmon continues to just, like, rake.
He's almost hitting 500.
Almost 500. He's hitting over 500 in a he's in the midst of a 14-game hitting streak now, and he's hitting over 500 in that 14-game hitting streak.
Didn't he have the Rona, too?
Yeah, he had the Rona to start.
Yeah.
They started the season. They started the summer camp, rather.
Right.
He missed, like, the first 10 days of summer camp. But it's just been absolutely insane. And Arenado had 3 hits last night, so he heated back up.
You sure?
Which is good. They need to get
him
going.
I thought he went four for four. I think he got a hit.
Yeah,
you gave
you
up on him before he gave up another or got another hit.
Yeah. You're right. He did have 4. Yeah.
What did you make of Marcus Stroman? The Mets right-hander opted out. He had not pitched yet this year. He had a calf injury, I guess, and had thrown a couple of simulated games. He was scheduled to throw another one today. But he is elected to opt out, and he's done so at a time where he gets credit for this season and will also become a free agent at the end of the season. Before I ask you what you think of that, this is looks really more like a case of sticking it to MLB and maybe the Mets in general, but specifically hey, I'm getting mine. I'm getting out. He cited uncertainties and unknowns, and it called it a collective family decision, talking about the COVID. But I say good on Marcus Stroman, because Major League Baseball teams will do this to players without blinking an eye when it comes to service time and their clock's not starting. And Stroman did this in reverse to the Mets and, in general, Major League Baseball. You got to do that at every opportunity that you get, and you don't get too many of these. I know the pandemic has made an opt-out at least a possibility now, but this sure looks like Stroman just getting his, and I can't say as I blame him.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Right, exactly. You know, the thing that bothers me the most when I see things like this, and this isn't a jab at Marcus Stroman, it's more a statement of the way that things are in Major League Baseball. There is such a pervasive mistrust between the two entities, the owners and the players, and it manifests itself even in little things like this. It's like Stroman, if you're using terms like sticking it to the Mets or sticking it to Major League Baseball, it's kind of indicative of the relationship that they have or don't have right now. And I didn't get a chance to ask Matt this, but I know that we're dealing with a lot of things, other things right now, a lot of other issues. But at the core of the issue for me is the working relationship that they have in Major League Baseball, and the distrust I think that exists. And I'm extrapolating a lot here,
right,
with Stroman and his situation. But I think that there's something to be said for it, that, you know, I mean, here's a player basically middle fingering the Mets or Major League Baseball, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think that that's kind of indicative of the way that these two sides don't get along. And if anyone thinks that the way that this season is operating is some sort of Band-Aid for getting to this season, I think that those wounds fester a little bit. And I think that we will see more of this next year as we get to 21 and the new collective bargaining agreement. I think baseball is not in a good place right now. I really do. And it bothers me. I want it to be in a better place at this particular point. But you know what? You've got players that don't trust owners. You've got owners who always want to get one over on the players. You've got a commissioner now who, I agree with Matt Snyder, clearly sides overtly with the owners and doesn't do enough to reach out to the players, in my opinion. And I realize that I'm a player guy, so I raise my hand on that. But these are all issues that make for the next negotiation a really I'm worried about the next negotiation is a very daunting issue, because I just don't think that either one of these sides didn't talk civilly to one another during trying to do this during a time of a pandemic that would be good for the country. And it ended up having nothing to do with that. It had to do with what was necessary for baseball. Players getting paid, owners getting to the playoffs to get an expanded playoffs because there's $1 billion in television money at stake. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's the bottom line in all of this. There's nothing altruistic or good about how baseball is being operated right now. They don't have the fans in mind. You can make the argument that they never really have. I'd listen to that. I'm maybe not wholly cynical in that regard, but this is all about agendas right now.
Well, Marcus Stroman's was pretty clear cut, I think. He came into the season with 5 years and 148 days of service time. So if you'd have gone to Stroman's baseball reference page, his service time would have been 5.148. That's how it's commonly written. Uh-huh. 172 days equals a full year of service time. And because service time was prorated this year, Stroman only needed to spend 9 days on the active roster or injured list to hit the six full years necessary for free agency. He
well,
did
good
it
for him.
And now he opted
yep.
out. Yep.
Yep. Well.
Now the Mets.
I don't have a problem with that. That is not. That's not a.
No, I don't.
I don't think that's a bad thing at all. That's not a bad thing. So,
the Mets are 7-9 through 16 games. According to CBS Sports, their odds at making the postseason 45.3%. If you're into that kind of stuff, but
yeah,
apparently Marcus Stroman is not.
No.
Forgot.
I mean, I don't know where. I don't know where we are with baseball right now, because it does bother me that we're missing so many games that it's going to be different. And you talked about the Cardinals situation. You know, what, 46 days to make up 55 games or something like that, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we talked with Matt Snyder about it. I mean, why is it that teams like the Cubs or, you know, I mean, the Phillies hadn't done anything particularly wrong other than having played the Marlins. Now they're in a situation where they've got to play, what, 7 games in 4 days or something like that, and, you know, to make up games. I mean, I realize it's a weird time, but, God, it just seems unfair to me.
Yeah.
But
unfair to the other 29. Really
sure is.
And
really is.
You know, there's going to have to be a point, and I don't know what it is or was. Matt didn't either, but it's going to have to be a point where we draw a line and say, okay, you can't qualify for the playoffs if it comes to that. I'm not saying the Cardinals are a playoff team, but after we get to a certain point, it would be too tough on the Cardinals to play that many games in so few a days.
Well,
and if you can't get to 60, how many is good enough?
And what if you're playing, like, you know, 6:30 ball, but you've only played 48 games?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be mad as hell about that.
Yeah.
But the problem is that Manfred and Major League Baseball won't draw that line in the sand until it becomes too late, and then it becomes a real issue.
Yeah, because then it'd be like, well, that was arbitrary. We didn't know. I mean,
exactly.
You just figure out
a number right now and put it out there. And they don't want to do that because teams will look at that and say, well, what the hell do we need to play for? I mean, we're not going to be able to make up that number of games to qualify to get the 50 or the whatever the number is that you've got to play to qualify for the postseason. I mean, it's a can of worms that they're dealing with right now. Really,
and they're just hoping that they don't have to open it. They're just
exactly
hope, like we talked about the first hour. Just hope. There's a lot of just hope going on in Major League Baseball.
Hope is never a good plan, man.
Not a plan.
Not a plan. Really isn't. OTD's coming up next on this day, sports history, August 11. Superior Rents brings it to you. They are your equipment rental headquarters. We're back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.